Fred Film Radio, Galway Film Fla, Ireland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 29th Galway Film Fla, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Aisling Walsh, who is the director of Maudie, that is being presented here at the festival. It's being screened here at the festival, so thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
So the very first question is, would you be able to introduce your films to our listeners, I suppose?
It's the true life story of a Canadian artist called Maud Lewis, who was born in the beginning of the 1900s and died in 1970 and spent her life painting. She was a naive folk art painter, and her kind of life is quite extraordinary because for 40 years of it she lived in a 12 foot by 12 foot shack at the side of the road, which was her home, with her husband, a man called Everett Lewis, and they just lived this very isolated life on kind of the fringes of society, and she painted. And her greatest work of art, for my money, is her 12 foot by 12 foot house, which is standing on permanent exhibition in the Art Gallery in Halifax in Nova Scotia. She painted every inch of it, painted, you know, the stove, the crockery, I mean, quite extraordinary.
Right.
And the film is about her and her life and the portrait of that marriage over 35 years.
How did you get involved in the project?
The script was sent to me by one of the producers. There are five producers on the film, and one of them sent me the script. It was a project that had been in development for over a decade. Mm-hmm. And for various reasons, or, you know, combination of reasons, they didn't get it away, and they came to me and I read it and loved it. I think because I, you know, had always thought about making a film about a painter, because I was trained as a painter originally.
All right.
Before becoming a filmmaker. And I kind of fell in love with that script, and also that portrait of that marriage. I was really interested in that kind of intimate story. And so, you know, they sent me the script. I read it. I read it on the same day that it was sent to me, unusually. And 2 days later, I spoke to Sally Hawkins.
Right.
She agreed to do it. And so that really pushed us, you know, quite far ahead.
Very good. And you worked with Sally Hawkins before, right?
Yes, I did, on a project called Fingersmith, a mini-series that I did for the BBC about 10 years ago, based on a Sarah Waters novel.
Yeah.
And we'd always promised that we'd work together again.
And how did you work together on this movie? I mean, it's a terrific performance.
Yeah, those performances take time.
Yeah.
And it takes a kind of great relationship with, you know, director, and great relationship with your sort of other fellow actor, with Ethan. We worked on it for, you know, the best part of a year, on and off. Not all the time, because she was away doing other things, and you know, and so was I. But she started to paint. She learned how to paint in the style of Maud, because I wanted her to be able to paint in any given scene.
Yeah.
She'd dialect classes, she'd movement classes. I mean, that's how she commits herself to a role as an actress. And, you know, to people who've, you know, seen the film and looked at that performance, thinks, you know, it is something kind of rather extraordinary, but it's a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
On her part, and a great friendship between the two of us, you know, and a great trust and a great understanding of one another, I think.
Yeah, there's a very physical side to her performance as well.
Yes,
that's pretty
is.
Remarkable. I also feel like I should highlight Ethan Hawke's performance, because I feel like he's doing some really good stuff recently.
Yes.
So he's very good too.
Yeah, and I think it's for him it was a challenge. I mean, every actor wants to work with Sally Hawkins.
Yeah.
Because they know what that's going to entail, and, you know, it's, I suppose, in many ways sometimes the nearest thing you get to theatre on screen. But he also, I think he's at a place in his career where he's up for taking big challenges, you know.
Mm.
And this was a challenge for him. It's very unlike anything else he's ever played.
Yeah.
And I think that was the whole reason for him wanting to do it. He sort of liked the idea of, you know, it being a lot of women involved in the project as well.
Mm.
Which is something I think he's only done once before. He's only worked in, I mean, you think of his career, you know, he's been working since he was, you know, 12-year-old. He's only worked with two women directing.
Yeah.
So I think that for him was something he, you know, wanted to do and experience, and actually play that supporting role to, you know, Sally on screen is kind of quite a brave thing to do, I think.
Yeah, it's very good. Well, at the heart of this film is also the love story. It's a love story, really. And balancing the two sides of Maud's life, her art and her love story, was that kind of difficult?
Yeah, you know, the two things are quite connected, I feel, because she, you know, he enabled her to paint. I think their lives separately would have been very different. Their lives together were, you know, the story of the film, I suppose, and that relationship and that love story, which is hard-earned. You know, it wasn't easy for either of them. They weren't people who trusted very easily. They were people who'd had quite a tough life up until then. They were shunned by their own community. She was really kind of never accepted by her family after her parents died. And so it's interesting that the two of them came together, because I think her life without him would have been very different, as his would have been, you know, without hers. And I suppose the core, the kind of centre of the film is what it is to discover love and be loved by somebody.
Yeah.
And have the sort of commitment to that, you know, that's sort of learned. These are people that have to kind of learn how to love one another. And that's reflected in her art. You know, she, at the beginning of her career, painted rather kind of simple things. And then she started to put him into paintings. I wanted that moment in the film where she first put him into a painting. He is, you know, in the last sort of 25 years of her life, he is, you know, he's in her paintings a lot.
Yeah.
She also painted children, and so a lot of her work is related to her life. But she saw the world in a very, you know, their conditions are really tough. You know, that 12 foot by 12 foot, it's hard to imagine how anybody could live for 35 years in that one room.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, no running water, no electricity.
Although there is something very charming about it, in my opinion, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. No, somebody said it's like a, you know, Hansel and Gretel fairy tale. And it sure. Kind of is in a way, because it has that rather magical love story, and they're kind of rather, you know, they become rather magical people in the film, you know, together. Yeah. I think.
Well, I'm wondering as well, speaking of Maud's art, did it influence the style in which it was shot?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of the compositions,
yeah,
we sort of tried to kind of keep her paintings at the back of our our minds. I think, but really to try and evoke the landscape that she painted, which, you know, that little 12 foot by 12 foot shack is tiny, but in a vast landscape. And she saw her world, a lot of the world, through the window, you know, because in later life she became more crippled by arthritis and iller, because she'd emphysema, and, you know, I'm sure there were some days that all she could do is sit in that little chair at the window and paint. That's how she saw the world through that window. And so, you know, I tried to kind of echo that a bit as well.
I suppose as well there's something very therapeutic about her painting, yeah, and like how it helped her, yeah, in her life.
Yeah.
So as a final question, because we're running out of time, I wanted to ask you a more general one. You mentioned that you were trained as a painter.
Yeah.
And does that affect your filmmaking style?
Yeah, I think all the time. Because it's sort of where you come from. You know, I don't come from theatre or, you know, I'm trying to think other backgrounds that directors, you know, writers and directors come from. I mean, sometimes that's, you just start and you start making films. But I had that, you know, art training at sort of art school for 4 years, and it kind of informs a lot of how you approach your work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, often for me, the kind of best reference when I'm trying to find the look and style of the film to explain it to the people that are going to be working with me, like a production designer or DP, comes from either photographs or paintings.
Oh, man.
And it's something I still, you know, love to do, you know, when I have the time, because I don't, they're kind of similar mediums in a way, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, cinema adds movement, I guess, that's the big,
yeah,
difference.
Yeah, and I think that's why I gave up painting, because those canvases weren't maybe kind of quite big enough for the things I wanted to do visually, maybe, you know. And it's a combination of kind of stills photography and painting in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you.
Once again, I'd like to remind our listeners that your film is called Maudie. It's a wonderful film, so do check it out. And that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.